made it.
Okay.
Did you ever think we'd make it here?
No. Not even close. The number of times that we should have been here. I mean, really, at least 4 years ago, right?
Like, had we done these consecutively each week, that'd be 52.
Oh, are you going to try and do live math?
Bitch, you bet your ass I am, because I'm a changed fucking whore.
She is. She's a so fucking scientist
52
now.
Weeks in a year. We've been doing this for 7 years. So theoretically, we would be at episode 364 today.
Okay, that's not that bad.
It's really not that bad when you think about it.
That's not that bad. We've only missed 64 weeks.
Aren't you grateful for my math?
Yeah, 64 weeks in the last fucking seven years. That's not bad.
It's not bad, dude.
Okay, consider it sounds like a COVID. Lot now. Now that I'm
thinking consider COVID.
Okay, that was 3 years.
Yeah. Right.
So we're really, killing
we
it.
We missed a year in like a week and a half.
I don't know what you just said, but
year is 52 weeks, so we kind of skipped a year in like in a week and a half from recording.
But that was COVID. That was 2020 to 2021.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real.
Okay. Rectified.
Yeah, I'm Andy.
I'm Iana.
We're Queens of NC-17.
Woo, 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 woo!
This is our 300th episode.
Woo, 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 woo!
It's like cold soup on your wedding day, dude.
Cold
soup? Oh, I changed
you
it.
Fucking mixed it up? It's like cold soup. That's ceviche.
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck with cold soup, though.
No. I mean, I will eat a soup that was warm that's now cold.
That is factual.
Yeah, yeah,
but I won't start with it cold. Like, what people be eating, like, watermelon soup.
What? That's not...
That's disgusting. That's people pulp soup. Watermelon and they put mint in it and they call it a soup, and I think it's blasphemy.
I think it's disrespectful to soup.
Disrespectful to us. This is a slam on us, personally.
I think that soup should not be cold on purpose.
Right.
I think the soup can get cold and you can eat it.
Isn't there also like a lobster bisque that's cold?
Bitch, what would I know about a lobster bisque?
Why would I
the know? Only lobster I know is the cream I'm getting from my eczema. All right.
And you're going to share that too?
Our eczemas are spreading. It's bad, guys. I don't know what's going on. You think I got funk from the mat? You think I got
you
wrestling
think so?
Funk?
And then we just rub faces and now I'm getting fucking mat funk?
All that face snuggling we're doing?
Yeah.
That must be it.
It has to be.
That's not what's happening.
I don't know what's happening, but our eczemas are spreading all over our faces and it's really unfortunate.
We're feeling great. We're doing fine.
We look scaly.
I've ordered lobster cream. Everything should be handled by the end of next week.
Oh my God.
It's episode 300.
It's episode 300. I can't believe we're here. And unfortunately, we decided to reach out to the public.
Unfortunately.
Which was dumb.
Wow, you know that's who you're talking to right now?
Well, it takes the control away.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Which we don't like.
That's the whole point of this show.
But we often lie. And we do what we want anyway.
No.
But for episode 300, we figure why not give it back to the people who give us a reason to be here.
Keep it nasty, keep it real.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. So we're doing what you guys asked for.
You
which
asked.
Is hard for us. I hope you understand that that's difficult for us and that, you know.
We'll be kicking and screaming the whole way.
The whole way.
Yeah. And blaming you.
We love this movie. So it's like, that's
and
cool.
Doing movies we love is generally a terrible episode. Right. And we didn't want to have a terrible 300 episode. But you guys said, God forbid you have a good episode. We want what we want.
We want what we want.
We are selfish. And we care more about our desires and needs than we care about a good episode.
Yeah.
And you know what?
We're going to give you
that. We're
going
to give you what you asked for. do we want to...
We have a special guest in the room. They don't have a mic yet. They're not going to have a mic apparently until the end of the episode, but they've requested a closing argument to the episode.
It's Guillermo.
It's Guillermo, you guys. He
he has a lot to say.
It's China White.
And so, she's glass.
She's glass.
Wow. She is dressed as our love child, Glenn.
Yes.
Just to inspire.
She's glassed. She's glassed.
She's glassed. Gross. I don't know why that sounds gross.
Does it?
Glassed?
Glassed.
That doesn't sound
it
gross
sounds
to you?
Like, to me, it sounds like a glass dildo. Like a glassed. Mm.
Glassed.
It's.
I'm thinking glass tits.
Okay. See?
But like you can't fuck them.
No, you know.
Can't wear them. Can't fuck them. Since normally what we do on this show. Is we talk about our weeks.
Right.
But this is a special episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we talk about how we got here. For those, because there are some episodes that don't exist anymore.
That's true.
Our actual origin story is lost in the early, early days. And while some of you are devout.
Yeah, and you've been around, you know the story.
You know the story. There are some of you who are new, perhaps.
That's true.
So let's give them the tale.
I started once upon a time. I started at a little special effects company called Le Spectre Le Studios. And I didn't meet China and Iana immediately.
Right.
But I worked in the office and they worked downstairs, and eventually Iana got moved to the office.
Yes.
And we hit it off immediately.
Yeah.
And immediately.
To illegal proportions, because you were 20 years old.
I was 21.
No, you turned 21 when you worked there. I remember before your 21st birthday.
I know. It was before I met you, because I remember the day that I was hungover because I went out for my 21st birthday and I was working with Moto. You weren't in the office yet.
No, but I had met you. We had met you. Sure. We just weren't interacting regularly because our days were downstairs. Your day was upstairs.
Correct. Yeah. So I was 21 by the time we started partying, which is obviously good.
Yes, yes.
legal.
It was
legal. And we partied hard, as Andrew W.K. would say.
Wow, that's twice in 3 weeks. That's a lot of Andrew W.K.
We talked a lot about Andrew W.K.
And I haven't thought about Andrew W.K.
in decades.
Since we worked together at Spectre.
True.
Because you were very into him.
No. Nah. No, I never cared about Andrew W.K.
Well, you brought him into my life. I feel
that's
like
hilarious. So the only time I ever met Andrew W.K. was because a friend of mine was really into Andrew W.K.
Yes.
And he got hammered at a Warped Tour and got really, really fucked up and was in the sun all day and refused to pay $8 for a water.
Valid.
Got it. He passed out meeting Andrew W.K., like passed out on Andrew W.K.
Oh, your friend refused to pay $8 mm-hmm. for a water. I thought you meant Andrew W.K. refused to pay $8 for a water.
That
I
would
was
be
like,
ridiculous.
Wow, they wouldn't give you a water.
My friend Chris passed out on Andrew W.K. waiting in line to
meet
him. I had to go like carry this huge man away from Andrew W.K. Also didn't help me at all. He's huge. That dude is ripped.
He is a big man.
He did not help me at all.
Rude.
And that's the only time I ever thought about Andrew W.K.
Weird.
Yeah.
Who was it that you knew? Literally in my mind it's you, so I don't know.
I've like never listened to an album. Like always, I've never.
Here's the thing that I always was very troubled by. That album artwork
is great.
Made me so horny.
Uh-huh.
So horny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I listened to it.
And it doesn't,
and
they
I
don't add up.
Hated it.
They don't add up.
And then I kept listening and I was like, oh, when does it get good?
No.
And it never happened.
You know why you might be thinking of me? Do you remember we did an episode of this podcast?
No, dude, I don't remember any episodes
dude,
of this podcast.
Bro Party Massacre. Mm-hmm. Andrew W.K. was in it and looked good.
Okay.
That might be what it is.
There we go. We found the connection.
He had a crop top on, if I remember correctly.
Bless him.
Bless
any man in a crop top, truly.
For real, truly.
May all the men's in crop tops be blessed.
Yes.
And all the ladies and everything else.
So me and Iana, very quickly after meeting each other, went to Texas.
Yeah, for work.
For work.
At the end of that story.
No one needs to know what happened on that trip. Ooh. It's mostly still a secret to this day.
I mean, mostly I don't even remember. I remember highlights. I remember playing darts.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being very hungover.
Yep.
I remember meeting some people.
Yeah.
I remember...
There was a lot that happened.
Mm.
One thing I think is important to mention is we were in Texas and we got excited about boots and high hair. When we stepped outside, no one else looked like that.
Oh, yeah.
But us.
We misunderstood Texas. We thought Texas was a monolith and there was only one kind of Texas.
I also got pissed on by a homeless man while I was sick and walking to get medicine.
Mm-hmm. And that was your first time on an airplane.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we had horrible turbulence.
Horrible turbulence. And remember, we saved the spot in between us to set shit down. And like one guy came in. There were like a million empty seats. And he asked to sit in between us. And we were like, oh, okay. But anyway, we became fast friends.
Yes.
We hung out all the time.
Yes.
China entered the scene as well. So I was never really tight with China until Iana went on a, you had gone to a show for Spectre without me.
Okay.
And I.
That was rude.
It was very rude of you to
do that. I don't know why I thought I could do that.
But it was okay because I ended up going outside and smoking cigarettes with China. We hit it off. We ended up being all friends. We all started going out. But at that time, China had a roommate named Megan.
Right.
So it was always kind of like China and Megan, and it was me and you.
Yes.
And then China, her roommate, moved to
L.A.
I moved in with China, and then it's just really been magic since.
Nonstop.
Nonstop since.
Truly nonstop.
We all bought houses on the same street.
Yeah.
Yep.
The codependence started there. And so this place that we worked, it was a special effects company. We made costumes, masks, and props. We really peaked very early, guys. So if you hear us sounding grumpy about the state of being an adult, it's because we all had our dream job way too soon.
Way early.
And for a very decent amount of time. We worked together for 6 years.
6 years.
China had worked there for a few years before that. That's where I met Max, who was my partner for like 13 years or whatever, 10 years. That's something in between there.
We all live around the building that's now empty.
And China and I work
across
literally across the street from it. We are a mess.
Yeah,
we cannot end a thing.
We're mentally living Spectre Studios forever. And when we couldn't work together anymore.
Yes.
That's when we decided we were going to do a reality show.
Well,
so
you're going to tell that story.
A friend of mine used to be on Cake Boss.
Uh-huh.
He came to Pittsburgh.
What up, homie?
What up, homie? He's not listening. He hates us now.
He hates us.
Rightfully so. This is also why. So he came to Pittsburgh. That weekend was horrible, and I could never listen to the Pixies again. Ever after. And I lied to him. I got super hammered, and I said, me and my friends do ghost hunting.
I feel like this is something that maybe people don't know about you, because we haven't talked about it in a long time. So again, the ride or dies, no. But Andy used to really take pleasure in telling elaborate falsities. She used to come up with very elaborate lies, and they're so elaborate, you would never be like, how could she make this up?
Yeah.
So she used to tell us that, how she used to do that in high school, and we'd be like, nah, come on, nobody can do that. I can't even pretend to be on the phone.
Well,
and you were like, watch this.
Watch this, bitch.
And she blew our socks off.
I lied us into a reality show pilot, not just once, but twice.
But twice.
And we got caught in the lie.
I said his name. So caught. Izzo, you just cut that out.
He went home, said to his Cake Boss producers, hey,
I met these horrible women. They're horrible. They really should be locked up. And if we could get witch trials reactivated, I would start with them.
They live in trash cans in Pittsburgh.
All together. They can't leave each other's side. It's really an atrocity. And someone should investigate them.
Yeah. Like you should give them a show.
You should give them a show.
So they said, hey, your ghost adventures.
Right.
Send us your footage. And I was like, yeah, I got you. I'll send it tomorrow.
Totally. Guys, this is before Amazon.
This is before Amazon. I found a place called theghoststop.com. Dude, I will shout them out forever.
I don't know if they're still there, but I hope they are.
They are. And I placed like a $700 order.
Oh, because we got overnight shipping.
I called them. I said, listen, this is the situation.
It's
I lied.
Critical.
I did. I told them the whole thing. I lied about this shit. The producers need footage in 2 days.
I'm shocked that they were respectful of
that. Oh, they were so. The woman was so fucking great. She was like, fam, say no more. I'm taking this to the post office right now. Are you okay? It's gonna be like $300. And I was like, whatever.
Send it, ship it
right now. I'm not fucking getting caught in this lie. So we did. We went out to like 4 different locations in one fucking night.
Wow.
The 3 of us. We filmed everywhere. I called off work the next day at Spectre. Stayed home and edited all fucking day and sent them footage in one day.
Do we still have that footage?
I do.
Oh, man, that might be worth a little BTS. Y'all, this is a time. This was 10 years ago.
Crazy. So they came and they recorded the first trailer. It was good. It was a sizzle reel.
Also, just have to denote, we did film one reality TV show trailer before this about the business.
Yep.
That was a Hail Mary to try and save the business that didn't get picked up.
So this was actually our second and third. But the only one that I had orchestrated.
Yes. I'm just acknowledging that for some reason, people keep accidentally almost giving us TV shows.
So then they were like, okay, Oxygen Network wants to film a pilot episode.
Name drop.
It's a big fucking deal. This was before Oxygen was a true crime network.
Yes, it was.
So they came. They spent like $50,000.
Yeah.
Sent out a whole fucking crew to China's house.
Yeah, they remember.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They remember. They're still picking up the pieces from
that one. And they did it. We filmed for 3 days straight.
It was incredible.
Like 6 hours of sleep.
And these were real haunted locations.
Yes.
Like what we did ourselves was like in our basement.
We just went into the woods, dude. We went into our old boss's house and fucking videotaped the toilet. Do you guys remember? We kept trying to say there was lumpy energy in the room and we could not get the fucking line out. We kept saying there was big brown lumpy energy.
Yeah.
So we did the pilot episode. It went really fucking well.
Yeah.
It went really fucking well. But they came back to us. It was between us and 2 other shows. And they said, we're not moving forward with any of the shows. We're rebranding to a true crime network. So unless you guys are going to murder somebody, it's off.
And we said, it doesn't matter who or like one of you, one of us. What are we going to do here? So this was we're giving the super condensed version of this. But one of the things that happened during that time is Andy was invited to be on somebody else's podcast.
So, yes, Red Horse Radio. He messages me out of nowhere. I didn't follow him.
Yeah.
He says, hey, do you want to record? I want to talk about your artwork.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my basement?
Hi, I'm a strange 40-year-old man. Would you like to come to my basement and talk about your new glitch art and serial killer paintings?
For real. And I was like, yeah.
Absolutely.
No problem.
But I'm bringing my best friends.
Right. So we were so ridiculous that he gave all of us microphones. And we ended up, his usual episodes were like an hour. The one we were on was 2 hours.
We were rocking and rolling.
He could not edit it down because
he also couldn't shut us up.
We had so much fun that literally, like, the next week was when we got the call, hey, we don't have a show anymore. Oxygen is true crime. So I said, you know what? Because Chyna and I used to Facebook live stream watching movies, yes, almost like Mystery Science Theater. I was, yes, like, let's, and I had a blog talking about horror movies. I was like, let's just combine
smash it all together.
Because we also had problems with control on the
yeah, I'm so glad we grew out of that.
On the pilot episode.
Oh, okay.
We had to say things a certain way. Sure, they were gonna put cameras in our bathrooms. Like, it was to the point where we were like, dude, we had to sign a contract that said they can make us look however way they want, and if we ever break that attitude that they portray us to be, we owe them money. Like, I mean, it was so ridiculous that we were like, dude, fuck this, right?
I think the thing that really was the most startling was how long the contract was for, yep, after we filmed everything.
14 years or something.
It was bananas. But also, when we pushed back with our own lawyer who was hired to help us negotiate, she said to us, oh, babes, you're nobody. They'll just fire you and hire younger girls and steal your idea.
They did. So we were like, you know what? Let's just start a podcast.
Yeah, you know what? That sounds easier.
Because that, we get to edit it. We get to be whoever we want, and that's,
it's an excuse to hang out. Really, that's what we were always looking for, right? Was a reason. We were used to being together 40 hours a week.
Yes,
we got real accustomed to it. We got as close as we could without all working together again, and this was the perfect vehicle for, yeah, that.
So that's why we're here today.
That, I think it's important to reminisce and talk about.
I agree.
I think some people know, some people don't, but I love you hoes.
I love both you hoes.
You guys, in all my area codes, yeah, which I mean specifically this one block radius.
Wherever you go, I will follow.
I will follow you. Follow you wherever you may go.
That's how I feel about both of you. We're talking about moving one day. We're all going to end up in the same place. We'll always be soulmates. Spectre Studio started all of this.
Yeah.
And even if there's a day that comes where this podcast isn't in existence, you guys know whatever is happening here right now is still happening somewhere else. Probably, oh, yeah, in a trailer park.
Almost certainly in a trailer park. And by trailer park, we mean the one piece of property we bought and put three trailers on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're just kind of stuck together.
Yeah.
This is kind of a forever thing.
It
and
is.
That's why we are so grateful that you like it.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this whether you're here or not.
It's true.
There's like 3 hours of this and before we turn on the mics.
I hope we get to do this. I hope we're talking about this in episode 600.
No, I'm excited.
You know what I mean? I hope we do this forever.
We're not even acknowledging episode 600. We're going straight to 666. Come on.
Should be an adult about it. Should that, okay, be the last episode?
Whoa. So we got 7.5 years.
We got like 7.5 years.
7.5 years, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry.
It'll take us forever to get there.
Yeah, it could take 10. We'll probably slow down by then. 10 years from now.
Honestly.
We'll see.
I love you.
Hopefully we'll make some money. I fucking love you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really glad that we're here. And this is really exciting.
This means the world to me. This is like everything.
Whoa, she's looking into my eyes really intensely.
Who,
right?
Me?
Yeah,
or
you.
I thought you were talking about the dog.
No, I'm talking about you. You're like really looking into my soul, and I got embarrassed.
Okay.
It was a lot. I love you.
Do you? Because it seems like I just
scared
you. No,
it was so intense. You have
this
that Italian
stare. This
is the second
time I've been called intense this week.
It's Monday, bitch.
Didn't the day start yesterday, technically?
No. I mean, yeah.
I think the week starts on a Sunday, doesn't it?
That's like a, I don't.
That's like a calendar thing.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Like more science and like dumb shit.
Man.
It doesn't mean anything. But yesterday,
who
I was.
You intense?
Yesterday, I was called intense.
By
and
who?
A man on the internet.
Well, they don't count. They're dry soup,
yeah,
babe.
You count, though.
Hey, babe, they're dry soup.
I mean, I've never been called intense before. It suddenly keeps
That's
happening.
True. I've called
should
you
just,
intense before.
I just go to bed?
No. You've been called intense before. That's not true. We've been called that many times, especially when we had our little dating stints.
That's true.
And people and we'd be like, why date so hard? And people would be like, y'all are intense.
That's
and we'd be
true.
Like,
That's
what?
True, I guess.
We're a lot.
I mean,
we
usually are. I've never been on my own. I think this is the first time I've been intense to you.
No, I didn't mean it.
you scared me and made me self-conscious.
I didn't mean to. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. And you.
I love you both.
I'm really glad you're here for episode 300.
Let's get into it.
What did
Shall
we do?
We?
What did we do this day of birth show? Messed up.
was going to let it go. All out. No, I'm not cutting any of that.
Where are you going?
I've got to return some videotapes.
This week we did what you guys wanted, which is very rare for us. And again, I figured we would just let you have it.
Sucks, it's your fault.
We're blaming you for all of it. This is something you guys have probably never heard of before. It's called The Lost Folks.
They've definitely never heard of it. They have no idea.
I had to do it. No. That's a callback to the time we lost the fucking Halloween costume contest dressed as the Lost Boy, and that bitch called us the Lost Folks.
Yes.
And I will never forgive her.
I will never forget it, and you will be seeing some content on the grams about it.
Oh, yeah. We dressed up.
In this following week. But, yeah, we will be referring to this film as the Lost Folks from now until the end of time.
It is really the Lost Boys. But it is going to be The Lost Folks for tonight.
Yes.
This is from 1987. This is written by John or Jan. You know,
okay, sure, whatever you want, girl. It's your day.
Fisher and James Jeremiah. Okay, this is what's so weird about this. So James, we have John Jeremiah. Fisher, James Jeremias, and Jeffrey Boom.
Did you say Jeremias?
Yes, and then directed by Joel Schumer. Why does everyone start with a J? Was that a prerequisite for being on this movie, is everyone's name starts with a J? But all the J's.
All the J's. Okay. Oh, God, she's looking at me again. Newly divorced mom moves two handsome boys to Santa Clara, California with her father, where quickly they discover that this town has more than just a seaside amusement park.
All the damn vampires!
That was Grandpa, guys. Grandpa's here.
Grandpa's here.
Grandpa's here. China is grandpa in every story.
She's always the grandpa.
That's very funny. She is
always
grandpa. Wow. Yeah, there's vampires, guys.
Yeah, it's a vampire movie.
So. It's a vampire movie in the 80s with one of the most sexual soundtracks that's ever existed.
Also the most sexual cast that's ever been cast.
This movie is, dare I say, perfect?
Yes. Dare you say
the
perfect.
The pause in the breath. I was like, she's gonna not.
No,
she
I agree.
It.
You know, you know what's funny about this movie too is
tell
it,
me.
It's like it hits everybody's, like, even my mom likes The Lost Boys.
Really?
Even my dad likes The Lost Boys. Like, everyone I know loves Lost Boys. Oh, I'm sorry, Folks. I know you guys are probably getting very
confused.
Very confused. The Lost Folks. Everyone loves this fucking movie. It's not too sexual, right? Well, I mean,
it's not who you are.
Too gory.
Yes.
It's not too X-rated. There's not a lot of cursing. Like, it just kind of hits, everyone can love this movie.
It rides in the middle in a way that is not boring.
Yes.
But is inclusive.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow it transcends age, time.
Even though it's
sexual orientation.
Almost exclusively a white cast.
Yes. No,
yeah,
it is.
It is almost an exclusively white male cast.
Yes.
But, other than that, I guess I didn't mean inclusive in that way.
You mean like the age group.
It has
it
something
for
everybody.
Everybody.
Yes. And I think, like many films from this era, when you saw it first impacts how intensely you relate to it and how much you love it. And this one, as a kid who didn't get to watch a lot of movies as a kid.
Yeah.
This one I saw.
As a
this,
kid.
As a kid. As a folk.
As a folk.
As a young
as a
folk.
A small folk.
A small folk. A petite folk, if you will. This one rocked my world.
Yeah.
And I just felt like one of the things that I think this movie does really well is the fucking pacing.
Yes.
There is not a dull moment. We get into it from the jump.
Let's go. So we've got four baddies on a carousel.
Bro.
Causing trouble.
Not to mention just like the way this movie starts. Like when we come in, it's like a helicopter
yes.
shot over the ocean.
Yes.
And the fucking music is Cry Little Sister.
It's already starting.
It's already started. And like my hair follicle curls are all erect.
Okay, I have to note something.
And note it.
So these boys are like walking around the carousel just being assholes.
Being dramatic.
Being
hot.
Draping. Like just,
yes.
just
goth
being
drapes.
Fucking hot. Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember Euphoria in the scene of that one girl humping the carousel and getting all horny? That's
no.
She takes like ecstasy and like basically.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I would have been doing to get their attention.
They're so hot.
I would have just literally like, planked across two horses
so
in
they
front
had
of
to
them.
Stop.
Yeah, and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you guys. Did you just get?
Did you guys
here?
Notice my core strength?
Because
I'm one hell of a planker. Dude, you got wood, I got wood.
This was like 30 years before planking, too.
Listen, you would have blown 1987, I would have been the hottest four-year-old on that carousel.
Wow, I was -3. So we got this.
So I think between the two of us,
we would have got picked.
We got a chance. We got a chance.
I need to describe what these boys look like for those of you, because this is probably one of the most important parts of the movie.
Yeah, and I think this is a great chance to introduce them all. So, David.
David. This is my description of each of them. David, white mullet. Dwayne, black mullet. Marco, curly mullet. Paul, blonde mullet. All right, and they've all got...
Okay, that's fair.
David, dangly earring.
Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, that's just,
you know.
I feel like that's important to note. You know, it's just important to note. He's got on a black trench coat, if you will.
It is. I will.
You will.
I will.
Okay, and then we have Dwayne. Yes. Black mullet.
Yes, this is Andy's character.
This was my character.
So China was David.
Yes. I was, I almost said Marco for
Dwayne.
A second.
You were Dwayne.
He's got a tiger painted on a leather jacket.
Hot as shit.
Highly sexual.
High key sexual.
All of their jeans are dirty. Mm. Like they're just dirt stained. Mm. Like they just like they just launch off of motorcycles and roll in sand constantly.
Like they're vampires who don't wash their clothes.
Right.
Almost.
And they don't need to because vampires don't smell. They're like those special like hypoallergenic dogs.
Do you think they take chlorophyll?
You mean gabapentin?
Shh.
Don't look up my Google search history.
Don't look at our phones.
Don't.
Stop.
Ian and I often...
No. Do science research.
We do science
for
research.
For the podcast.
For podcast purposes.
Cops.
Okay, we definitely don't look up...
Okay, cops. Jeez.
God.
For research.
So anyway, so next we have Marco.
Marco
was your character.
Was May. This is Alex Winter.
Yeah, that's important.
This mullet is literally his natural hair, and then they glued in 5 tracks of ramen noodles
in the back.
In the back,
he's got like fishing lures on his shoulder.
Girl, it's a lot. It is a lot, and I love him.
I love it. And then Paul with the blonde mullet, he was David's character.
No, that is confusing.
He was my ex-boyfriend's character
ex-boyfriend
when we went
out.
Whose
government name is David.
He'll be cut. Yeah. But he was, and he had like white, he had white, tight, white pants.
You could see the outline of his
dangling.
Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean Snossage.
His Vienna Snossage.
His Vienna Snossage.
Honestly, it was the only time I ever thought your boyfriend was really hot.
Honestly, me
no
too.
No shade. He was a handsome man.
He's hot too, but like, that was at his hottest.
When I walked in the room, I was like, uh-oh. Am I going to flirt with Andy's boyfriend tonight?
Yes.
Yes,
and you
I did.
Have.
I
and
did.
Also, he was, I had to put his, that was difficult for me because I had to put together my costume and his.
Yeah.
Because he like just wasn't the type.
Was incompetent.
So I was like, okay, you're going to leave this on me. I'm getting you girl jeans. And everyone's going to see that. And that's exactly what happened.
And it was fabulous. And we commented on it all night.
And he was such an introvert and
he
super
was
shy.
So
and I was like, hey, are you going to work on your own Halloween costume next year? Okay.
Yeah. Or did you want us to just outline your dick again? Because we could do that too. Whatever
we'll
you're
into, buddy. He broke up with me last year. Also, does anyone want a girlfriend?
Honestly, I say Andy, I'll show it to you, China, later. I say Andy, I've been getting a lot of these Instagram reels that are dudes from Idaho State Penitentiary.
Oh my God, and they want me.
And this guy literally, he was like, I want a girl with a bad attitude and a big ass. I was like, Andy!
He said cute little feet,
a cute little
fat
feet,
ass, and
fat
a horrible
ass,
attitude.
A horrible attitude. She's mean, I love it. She's nasty to
he
people,
was like,
I
yeah.
want it.
He was
it.
Like, I don't want anyone trying to save me. I don't want any princesses. I want a mean, nasty bitch. And I was like, he wants you. Am I going to be one of those girls who dates prisoners?
Yes, girl. He was fine.
And then we get on Love After Locked Up and we finally
have our TV show. And I love me and China are there for no reason.
You guys just live with me.
Yeah.
So, and we move as one.
Love After Lock Up. He gets home and we're like, welcome home, babe.
We would probably be the first four-way relationship on that show.
Do you think he'd be into it?
I mean, he has. Okay.
We're all
take,
awful.
I was going to say, you could take one fat ass bitch with a bad attitude
or three. Three.
How much man are you?
Oh,
little twerp.
Take that pleasure and multiply it.
By Trace. All right. So anyway, back to these boys.
Yeah.
The lost folk.
The lost folk. So they're being bad. They're just being bad. They're just like hot and bad, and they're on a carousel, which is hot and bad.
It's
also
sexual because it's moving and they're moving. And
whoa! Like, can you like, imagine things moving at the same time?
It's, like everyone else is still but moving, and they're like moving and moving, and it's like highly sexual.
Except for this other guy who looks like maybe he just got out of Idaho State Penitentiary.
You mean the security guard who comes up and is like, "I told you guys not to hang out here anymore."
No, there's another group of teenagers who are in their 30s.
Didn't even see them.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice them.
They're there, and there's like beef between them for no reason. I assume they're werewolves.
In my memory, like, there's just a bunch of girls drooling over them. Does that not happen?
I mean, maybe, but it's the werewolf gang.
Oh.
They're not really werewolves. I just figure if you got beef.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not because they're also vampires,
if you got
right?
beef, then bring the ruckus. You know
bring
what I'm
the
saying?
Motherfucking ruckus.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Wow, I've never associated that song with this movie, but now I'll never unknow it.
Good.
So
the security guard kicks them out.
He says, "Hey, you kids, get out of here.
I told you not to be on this fucking boardwalk. So bad move. Uh-huh. Bad move.
Yeah,
dude.
don't police.
He's walking to his car, and this is the first of many that we someone get yoinked. But this dude's not
you know
only
what I called it.
What?
Plucked.
He's plucked. I wrote they plucked the next time.
Yeah, I wrote it the next
he gets,
time
yeah,
too.
That's he gets hilarious. He gets
plucked from the sky. That's how we pick up the rabbits.
Exactly.
But less angry.
Plucking. Yes. But the problem is he's holding onto his car door. Car door gets plucked as well.
It does.
So like, and if you didn't know any better, you could have thought they were aliens.
Well, they're being sucked into the sky. I wouldn't assume it was a folk.
If I know.
A folk would not be my first guess.
I wouldn't assume it was a lost folk.
I would
have assumed it was a fucking...
Lost to who? They know where they are.
Right. Right. Correct?
Correct.
Yes. So, yes. Yeah, we start seeing... So we start seeing fucking missing posters everywhere. The security guard is one of them. His frumpy wife is posting them.
Whoa.
What? She's sad and frumpy. Like,
she's just a lady who's lost her husband.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And the door to her car.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't wife shame.
I'm not, dude. I'm just saying. There's a lot of highly sexual things
no,
in this
it's true.
Movie. She's
everything
sad
is hot,
dude. Her fucking or the car door is missing along with her husband.
I'm saying she's having a bad day. That's all I'm saying.
That is correct. So anyway, we get a shot of Michael, who is also, oh my God, I would literally get hit by a car for him. Like, if he was like, you need to get hit by a car to date me, I'd be like, let's do it.
This is Jason Patrick. I was so in love with it.
This was Max's character.
Yeah, so my, at the time, boyfriend.
Yeah, he'll also be cut out of the photos. But
He's still Finn's dad.
No, he's still a great guy, but there's just going to be no exes in these photos. You know what I mean? It's just going to be the three of us. This is our 300th episode. They had nothing to do with this podcast.
They had nothing to do with this. We'll just Photoshop our... Okay, I just want to acknowledge that both China and Andy are actively holding their legs up in the air just so that Guillermo can shake his cone.
Yeah, he's a baby.
I know he's a baby, but...
He's a teeny China.
I feel like he could shake his cone over there.
He needed to shake it here.
Okay, he did.
And we've created a drawbridge for him. He was
fine. I did. London bridges. China bridges falling down.
So then we have Sam. This is Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like Sam Haim. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
It is.
Are we going to call him that? It's going to get real confusing.
Sam Haim.
And so many people.
Then we have Mother Lucy.
Oh, Diane Weiss.
Diane Weiss. Dude.
She is just the... When I think of a Hollywood mom, I think of her. Probably because of this, but I just like... She's just so...
Feeble.
Okay.
She's very soft.
I was going to
very caring.
Give
she's very...
her more positive.
Why are you shitting on my jokes tonight?
I'm not shitting on your jokes.
I called just... someone frumpy and feeble. They are kind of rude. You know what? This movie is so fucking good. There's not going to be very many opportunities to say something.
There's plenty of shit to shat. Okay?
Is there?
There's plenty of shit to shat.
This is all I got.
Lucy ain't it. All right?
Fine.
Lucy,
she's just a very meek mother, though.
She's meek. She's delicate in a cast of strong characters.
Right. She's meek and feeble. She's just...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Breathe. I love you.
Okay.
You're not intense.
I am.
No.
And I'm mean.
No.
I'm mean as shit tonight.
I'll tell Idaho.
Tell Idaho about it, will you? And so, she's great. She's just a loving mother trying to do the best for her kids.
She's coming out of a shitty divorce, as I mentioned in my very thorough synopsis of this film. And she's got nothing. Her dad comments on that later. Only person I know to leave a divorce with less than you went into the marriage with. She is moving to Santa Clara with her boys.
Murder capital of the world.
Woo!
And I'm not sure if that's true.
I mean, this movie.
Yeah, yes. The movie says it is.
For the sake of this film, it is. And they're moving in with her dad. They are bringing all of their things, including Sam's dog, Nanook.
Correct.
And they pull up to the house, and it's big, and it's a lot, and it's a mess.
Yes. Dad's and just like fucking playing dead on the porch for literally he's playing possum. No reason.
He's playing possum, and they are all convinced he's dead.
Like, she just got out of a bad divorce, and you want to just play dead? You think that'd be funny to just play dead on her?
I would do it.
Don't talk about mean. That seems mean to me.
She's
lost her husband.
She
now she
barely
lost her dad.
Reacts.
Did she really?
She's like, he's just
dad.
He's a hard sleeper. I wish he had had his eyes open.
I know.
Like, just laying there with his true. Eyes open. And this is a. I wrote his name down as Barnyard. I know that's not right. It's Bernard. But
Barnyard, I like.
Barnyard.
I like Barnyard.
Yeah.
So we go right into, like, they move in, whatever. Grandpa's kooky, and he drinks root beer and smokes weed, okay?
Yeah, and he does taxidermy.
Yes. And we go right into the boardwalk concert. Okay.
Guys, this, I think part of the reason this movie fucking touched my butthole so young was because I wanted to live here.
This place, they showed a ton of B-roll of just like the coolest fucking people.
The only things that exist in this town are the ocean and a boardwalk fucking amusement park and vampires.
Yeah.
Like, and then Grandpa's house full of taxidermy. Yeah. I don't need anything else.
No, I don't need
anything
else.
It's perfection.
It is. We have an oiled up sax man. He is a huge iconic piece of this movie, even though his part is very small.
Yeah, but this changed his life.
Yeah.
He was a saxophonist for fucking Kenny G.
Awesome.
He used to tour with Kenny G. He got the call for this movie, literally changed his life. He still fucking does this.
I think he passed away.
Oh, rip.
No, he's alive.
Just cut all that out and just leave that part in.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. No, because he was here semi-recently.
He's 68. He's fine.
He's a young man.
He's a young man.
But he still wears that outfit.
Yeah, he does. Good for him.
Yeah.
His body is right.
His body is similar to all of the aging wrestlers that I have come in contact with. Very big and built up top. Little string bean legs.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get up and down.
He's playing Still Believe. It's a jam.
This scene, like, you know this scene. Even if you haven't seen this, which is weird, go watch it. But also...
Also, I have very fond memories similar to this. So, like, in comes Star, right?
Yes.
She dances into frame with a child. It's very ridiculous, this child.
Why you got that child, Jamie?
Why you got that child, girl? But she comes in with him, and Michael locks his eyes on her immediately, and there's the lighting is right, the music is good.
This is all I ever wanted.
It's very magical, the connection between the two of them. And like, I feel like there's always like a moment when you look back in history where like you had that feeling about some stranger.
This
right?
was me and Melvin Canseco's at Romeo and Juliet in the park. This exact thing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this scene, and I was like, that's him, this is it, this is him, I was looking at it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Was he a lost folk?
He was a lost folk. He was living on the streets. He was a skateboarder. He was beautiful. Looked just like James Duval.
Vampire?
No, because he died.
Oh, yeah. No.
So it's definitely not a vampire.
He's not a vampire.
He's not a vampire, but he was like way too old and he smoked a cigarette. I smoked a cigarette. Guys, you know that when I was a child, I was the most terrified, rule-abiding like kid that ever existed. My parents were there. My parents were on the lawn watching the show and he offered me a cigarette. He was wearing a Dead Kennedys t-shirt.
Nice.
Rolled up on a skateboard. We were sitting on the wall. He offered me a cigarette and I totally smoked a cigarette with him with my parents 100 yards away from me. That's how much
love.
I loved him.
That's true love.
Yeah. Rip Melvin.
So Michael has a very similar reaction. He runs out. He kind of broods after her sexually.
Yeah.
She runs. He's going
dick
after
first.
Her. His dick is leading the way.
He's like, I can't stop.
And basically, you know, she gets on some motorcycles with our lost folks and she's off.
This is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
How could you do that to him, Star?
Yeah, it's rude.
What the frig?
Also, like, when you line up all the boys, though, I mean, whichever one jumps first is the one I would take.
Okay. David V. Michael. Whose bike are you getting on
I'm
the
I'm getting
back
on
of?
Michael's because I've dated a guy like David and it didn't end well. You know okay. what I mean?
If David...
He's, like, taunting me to jump off of bridges and, like, you know, drink weird shit out of glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dated that guy.
So if David is China... I'm on her his
well,
bike.
Well, yeah, that's different.
I'm on their bike.
I've literally been on China's bike.
Yeah.
Just not, she wasn't dressed as David, but we could make that happen as well.
Oh, I still believe.
Can you imagine Lost Boys, but with scooters?
Well, I can now. Put a pin in that, everybody.
Put a fucking pin in that. And it's going to be even better with you on the back of hers.
Okay, but I have a deep-seated fear of being on the back of a bike.
You're going to have to get over it at least for a photo or a video.
Can we use a regular bike and you can just make the motorcycle noises again?
Nope.
That was really good.
I feel like we need to put the... And we're just scooting. We're just scooting.
I still believe.
And China's mullet's in the wind.
Guys, I am so horny right now.
Wow.
I know.
Fully engorged. Yeah. So you guys, Lucy,
she just said,
feeble Lucy.
Oh, God damn it.
She's wonderful. She goes into, she finds a lost kid. She tries to find his mom. He's an actual lost kid.
He's an actual lost boy. For real.
His mom comes and gets him, but she ends up in a video store and she meets Max, right?
Edward
Max
Herman.
Yeah. He and her hit it off immediately. He offers her a job there. We see the lost boys walk in. She kind of kicks them out, or he kicks them out. He's like, you know, you're not allowed in here, or whatever, whatever. Everyone hates the lost boys.
They're trouble.
They're sexual.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Meanwhile, Sam finds a comic book store and his soulmates.
His soulmates, the Frog Bros.
The Frog Bros, and one of which is Corey Feldman. We all know Corey, Sam Haim. And Corey Feldman were like BFFs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always forget the voice that Corey
puts on a voice in this.
It's his very deep man voice.
It's really.
And he does his man voice through the whole movie.
It's
and
very
I like
weird.
It.
It's very weird. Yeah. Though. Yeah. Because we like all know what Corey Feldman yeah, sounds like. So bruh, we know what we're expecting to
you
hear.
You don't got to do all that.
I guess he did. I guess
but
that
he did.
Was the
and
direction.
You know what? It worked out.
He gives Sam Haim a comic book that says vampires everywhere, and he says, this may save your life someday.
Are we not going to talk about how they do a weird dick measuring contest about who knows more about nerd shit?
That's true.
They do a weird comic book. Well, I wouldn't keep episode 23 next to 924 because the kryptonite icicles hadn't been invented yet.
I tuned out. I did. I can understand any of it.
Oh, that's so annoying. But anyway, they're like 13, so we'll let them have it.
We'll let them have it. So you guys, another couple is yoinked, but this time the roof of the car goes with them.
Uh-huh. Bye. They love taking car parts.
They really do.
What are they doing with these car parts?
What are they doing with the car parts?
You think they're building a sculpture? How come nobody's got missing posters for the car roof? The car door.
Wouldn't you be like Jessica and Ralph? Plus car door.
Plus car roof.
Or car roof.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be like, you also
they'll
see
be
them?
Easier to find. Because the roof will be easy to spot. You might see the roof of a 1975 Chevelle. Look for that. And then also these two bodies.
You know what I mean?
They are the lost folks.
They are actually lost folks.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And so is the hood. The hood is a lost folk in its own right.
Yes.
Yeah. So they get got. We really don't see any, like, there's not a lot of graphic nature. They literally just get sucked up into the sky. So again, I would be like, they're aliens.
Aliens.
That's what I would think.
Somebody should remake this as alien.
Someone should make, like, I've never really seen a sexual alien movie, but I'd give it a shot.
Well, that's everybody's phone listening. Sexual alien movies, please.
They'll pop up soon. They will.
My phone just went. I felt it. The haptics were like searching.
I got you,
babe.
So next day, Sam goes back to the comic book store, and Edgar and Alan just outright admit that they're vampire hunters.
Those are the Frog Boys'
yes.
full Christian names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we're vampire hunters.
Yeah, that's what we do.
With vampires.
Yeah, it's crawling with them. That's why all these kids are missing.
And Michael's like, I want to be one. So he goes out and buys a fucking
Sam
leather.
Sam Haim, not Michael.
No, Michael buys a leather jacket.
Mmm. He wants to be a vampire, yeah.
Yes, he wants to be a vampire, so he goes out and buys his leather jacket. He's looking to get his ear pierced. He's really going for it. He saw David and was like, that.
Honestly, respect.
I think
when you're 17, that's how you find your identity. You're searching, you're tasting, you're sampling, and then one day you're just like, this.
Yes.
This is who I want to be, and I love that he jumped in.
I am obsessed with
it. He already rides a motorcyclette.
Yes.
So he's like, let me get the jacket.
Yes.
And then let me get the earring.
So as he's sitting there waiting to get his earring, Star jumps up and is like, I can do it for you. I can do it.
I can do it for Frey.
For Frey. Yeah. I also pay money.
And he was like, I love Frey. Frey is my favorite priceless girl.
So he starts following her. She's kind of like taunting around. This time she's not with child. It's a good start.
Gross.
She always has that.
No, I know. Laddie.
Yeah, we
fucking
didn't
Laddie.
Really talk about him.
Do we think Laddie is her child or her brother?
Yeah,
he's just a lost boy.
He's just a lost boy.
He's just a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he's about to take Star. Star's about to get on the back of Michael motorcycle.
Michael motorcycle? Yes,
she's about to. Suddenly fucking the boys pull up and they're like, we'll meet you.
They say, oh, skeet, 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 skeet.
He's like, first of all, Star get on the back of, this is David speaking.
Yes.
He's like, Star get on the back of my motorcycle, and Star does as she's told.
Yes.
And then he's like, and you, sexual Michael motorcycle, meet me at Hudson's Bluff. And I just have to say, any fucking place with the word bluff in it is trouble.
Yeah, because it means the end of the earth.
Yeah. Nothing good happens at a bluff.
I mean, if you're looking to end things, you right, could
nothing,
maybe have success.
Nothing good.
I mean, if that's the goal, it could be good.
It might be good for you because you did it, but you're going to get arrested, so it's not going to end well.
Get
no
arrested
matter what.
For jumping?
No, I thought we were going to kill Michael. That's the point.
No. I meant like if you.
Oh, if you wanted.
Individually,
oh, yeah,
sure. We're looking for a.
But if you're telling someone to meet you there.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not going to be good.
And Michael says to David, I can't keep up with your super fancy motorcycle bike. I just have my regular Michael motorcycle. And he says, you don't have to keep up. You just have to keep up. And Michael's like, that's reasonable. Let's fucking go.
Okay, so as someone who now has a version of a motorcycle.
Yeah, as a professional motorcycle rider.
Professional motorcycle licensee holder.
Yeah, stuntman.
I have to say, this whole scene made my asshole
so tight.
So tight. They are riding motorcycles on La Beach.
La Beach, La Sand, and also nobody's wearing an eye protection.
Their eyes are open. On the beach, sand is kicking up behind them. They're going in and out of pier, like, wooden spikes.
Love it.
That hold up more
wood. They've got it. They understand.
You understand.
Yes.
There are people with fires on the beach. They're just zipping around them. Fucking what?
Have you ever gone out to the beach on a windy day? And then been
horrible. Blinded? It's horrible.
They're on motorcycle.
Yeah, dude.
It's too much sand.
And Michael
too fast.
Has to pay close attention or else he's going to get lost because he doesn't know where the fuck he's going.
He's
you know
just
what I
a
mean?
Boy.
And of course, you hear David like, how far are you willing to go, Michael?
I'm like, so far, dude. I'm
all the
so
way,
far,
babe.
Man.
I'm going to go so far.
I'm going to go so fucking far for you.
So they take him to their soup. Well, they try to run him off the side of the bluff.
Yeah, first they almost murder him.
They almost kill him, which is what we all expected. Michael gets off and is just like, what do you mean? You fight me, you, me, and you. And I'm like, go for it, dude. Get him.
Get him.
Take his pants off first.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
So he's like, ugh. Like, they somehow defuse the situation. Michael just wants to be cool with them so fucking bad. Like, this would have been a red flag for me. I'd have been like, no, I'm going home. Like, I'm going home. But he wants to fit in and he's in love with David.
As much shit as you talk about, like, making bad decisions, you're one of the most discerning people. Like, you were the first person in this friend group to be like, this is bad news.
This is toxic.
Yeah. And me and China are like, let's give it a couple hours.
No, this is usually how the evenings go.
Yeah. Me and China are like, we hear you. And you're probably right. But we're trying to do dog drugs.
Right. Yep.
So,
and then I'm like, fine, give me the dog drugs first.
I will test the dog drugs and make sure they're safe for everybody, and then I will drive us home. But we're all in bed by 11:30.
Well, that's definitely me now, present day. And then there's just like that one day a year I'm the one running around doing the dog drugs. Is very
mine.
There's no, we're not doing dog drugs.
No, we would never. It's a joke. But
why do you say that like we did? We actually did not.
Because if we keep them guessing, they don't know what's real and what's not. Andre.
I just feel like I'm going to quell this one. It's not real.
It's not
we
real.
We did Google it, but we didn't do anything.
They didn't know!
How is that worse than you implying that we did? How is Googling it worse than doing it? I need to fucking know. Why are you so secretive? We did it on my phone! We did it on my phone anyway!
No, we only did
I looked up on your phone!
Yeah, but I got the hard question. You looked up gabapentin. I looked up, can you snort dog drugs?
No, dude. I looked up if you can do dog drugs. You looked up if you can snort dog drugs. Okay? We were looking up different deliveries,
and also we didn't do any dog
no.
drugs.
No!
Quit saying it like it might have happened. You guys, my dog did all the drugs because they're for him.
No, they're for
and
him.
And he needed them, okay?
It was
so
a
like,
joke.
It was a joke, but it did go on. It was almost not a joke for a minute. But
no, it was a joke!
It was a joke. No one
it's a comedy podcast.
No one did any dog drugs.
Except for the dog.
And he did all of them.
He did all of them, literally.
He's fucking wasted.
I just gave him the last dog drug
where
tonight.
Where is he?
He's conked out on the bed, dude. That boy is out.
Bing.
And we couldn't do that.
No, we couldn't be this with that.
No.
Now you made it sound like we're lying.
No.
Oh.
It's episode 300. Let's go for it. So they take him to their super cool fucking like sex folk. They're the sex folks now. Mm-hmm. They're like sexual pad that has like the Doors posters and chandeliers on the ground.
It's a resort that we find out was on the fault, built on the fault.
Yes.
A earthquake came, shooketh it off the edge, and now they own it.
And somehow they got Chinese food delivery.
The vamps. You just ask. You just snap your fingers and it shows up.
Also, David hands Michael white rice, which I have to say is like the biggest fuck you I've ever.
Yeah, if I went to give him fried rice.
You couldn't even give him a fucking lo mein,
dude.
The
white rice is the extra.
He hands him the white rice.
He hates Michael. Michael's trying to fuck Star. He does not like Michael.
And then he's like, how them rice, though?
You're eating maggots, Michael.
You're eating maggots, Michael. And then they are maggots, which is really, really gross.
Yes.
And so he drops them and starts spitting everywhere. And he's like, oh, what's your problem?
It's just rice, you little bitch.
He doesn't say that.
No, but it's close.
Rated PG. It's close. He says, how do they taste?
My maggots.
Michael, you're eating maggots, Michael.
You're eating my maggots, Michael.
How do my maggots feel in your mouth, Michael?
Do you like the way my maggots?
Yeah.
So every 100 times I eat rice, I imagine this scene, and then I can't eat my rice.
So you know what the problem was for me growing up was rice-a-roni. It looked like worms to me.
The San Francisco treat?
The San Francisco treat, ma'am.
Yes, the San Francisco treat.
Specifically.
It's very specifically.
Interesting.
That one, my dad would make it as a side and I would fucking move it around and be like, worms.
Well, worms.
And I wouldn't eat it. Even though it tasted so good, it was quite a treat.
There was a Chinese restaurant in the mall called Chinamax that we used to go to. And once every 7 times I went there and got lo mein, I couldn't finish the lo mein because the next scene is, he's like, oh, try the noodles. They're also worms.
Yeah, he's like, he didn't even switch it up.
No.
They just went from maggot to worm.
He's just really trying to make Michael unsure what's real and what's not.
Yeah, it's really rude.
He's trying to unsteady Michael because then the next thing he does is hands him a gorgeous bottle that I would have burnt a candle in.
Absolutely.
And he's like, have a sippy sip. It's just red drink.
And then he's like, it's blood, Michael. And Star's like, stop messing with the baby.
It's really blood, Michael. Don't drink it.
And Michael's like, he got me twice. He's not going to fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me 3 times. Shame on you. I'm going to drink it.
He drinks all of it.
Bam.
And do you think they chose him for his jawline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, okay. Of course.
I was just checking. That we were on the same
page. Yeah.
Like, it was the jawline.
Because his ear's not pierced yet. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And his ears are normal sized.
Yeah.
But that jawline is like special. You can cut a diamond with it. So anyway,
we all just got the chills. We all collectively did a
We sure did. So the song kicks off again. There's tons of sex footage. That's my note, but I don't feel like that's what happened.
That's not what happened.
He wants to date David now, Star. Take a seat. The boys go out on their little motorcycles.
They hold hands.
They use their knees to steer.
Yeah.
And they end up on a brudge.
They
scooter to a brudge.
I thought you said a brunch. I was like, wow, I don't remember this part. And I just watched it.
It's true. They hold hands and they scooter to a bridge. And when they get there, the boys start saying, like, have a great night, Michael. Is it like jumping they're like jumping off the bridge.
Right.
And they're
into a lot of fog.
Yes. Into a shit ton of fog. So you really can't see what's happening. But the last one to go is obviously David, and he taunts him with his sexual eyes and is like, well, don't be a pussy, David.
He helicopter dicks him and he's like,
he's like, don't be a bitch.
And you want to fuck my girlfriend? Let's go.
Yeah, he jumps down and then Michael looks and sees they're all hanging, right? Which I don't know how they jumped and caught themselves. We're not going to worry about that.
The physics.
But Michael gets down there and they're holding on and a train comes over this brudge. Right?
The way you're saying brunch.
Is that not how everyone says brunch?
Well, considering we live in the city of brunches, I must admit I've never heard it pronounced quite like that.
Pronounced?
Yeah. Brunch.
So they're all holding on to the brunch.
Yeah.
A train comes down and they're all shaking. I mean, this, like, how could you hold on to this? I have no upper body strength.
No upper body strength. I'm not doing anything that relies on me holding
on. The second I grabbed onto this bar, my body followed. I would have kept going.
Why? Oh,
just like.
Here's my question. I had this conversation recently. Do you guys, have you ever experienced, I think this is a vibrator experience.
Yeah.
But when there's so much vibration, then your skin gets itchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I've definitely been in a space where it's just not catching. and then my hand is itchy and numb, and I'm like, I guess I'll just stop.
I guess today's over.
Yeah, I guess I'm not going coming to bed tonight. Yeah, but I was using like a Thera massager, like a deep tissue gun, and I was like, oh, my whole body is itchy now.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember those little machines you'd do at like carnivals that were like jolts of electricity?
I
like
love
that.
Those.
I loved it, but it made my hands feel the same way.
Itchy. What is the itch? Is it just like, do I need lotion? Maybe.
Maybe. So they all start dropping. Bye, Michael. See you, Michael. He holds on fucking as long as he can. Way longer than anybody else.
He holds on until after the train passes.
Yes.
And I was like, girl, you made it. Climb back up.
He tried to pull back up, but come on. You know what I mean? Like, how could you pull that?
With those arms?
With all that dick.
Oh, it is a heavy dick. You're
right. How are you going to get that half of you back up?
I'll 5 inches of it.
Who knows? But I'd be happy no matter what Michael's got, I'll take it.
True. And yes. And same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree.
So he drops too. And then he kind of like floats through the clouds. Like he's not falling into whatever.
He has a
below.
Never-ending moment story where he's floating through the clouds and hearing the greatest soundtrack.
You're
of all
one
time.
Of us, Michael. You're one of us. You hear a lot of that. You know what I mean? So then he goes home and he lays with his filthy shoes on his pillow, which was very upsetting to me. Why couldn't you just put your head on that side of the bed, sir?
Also take your shoes off.
Or just take your shoes off.
Like, I get that you're a vampire now and like you can't die or whatever, but germs still.
I'm sure you can still get pink eye, fam.
I'm sure you can.
And or eczema.
Let's test that theory.
So Max, that guy from the video store.
Yeah, yeah.
Asks mom to dinner and mom's like, can you watch Sam, Michael? You have to watch Sam Haim.
Yeah, because grandpa's going out to get his dick wet too.
Nobody wants this.
No.
Sam Haim doesn't want it.
Uh-uh.
Michael doesn't want it, but it's what's going to happen. So Michael has a dangly earring now, and he means fucking business.
When did he get that? How
I don't
did
know.
We miss this?
I don't know. They don't show up, but it did happen.
Rude.
Maybe it was when he drank the blood, he just suddenly had a dangly earring.
Maybe when he fell, she pierced his earring as he was falling, so he
that.
Didn't feel it.
The sex boys show up, rattling the house and fucking like whispering his name, Michael. And when he opens the door, no one's there, but little baby Sam Haim is sus. He's like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Again, I would have assumed aliens.
Girl, he's hanging out with the frog boys. They already warned him twice.
Yes, he's upset and he's got his dog and he goes and takes a bath. This scene is hilarious and he is singing in such a high-pitched voice. I wonder his age.
I'm sure he was embarrassed until he died.
And he did.
Yeah.
That's why that was, I laughed and then I didn't laugh because he did die.
Sorry, but we all die. Like, it's not shade.
No. No, but it just, I forgot
you
that
just
he died and then
that
I remembered
he
that he did die. Yeah,
oh,
that's very
God.
Sad.
Okay.
I'm sure he was very embarrassed about
RIP.
It was a very embarrassing scene. But Michael starts getting sick and weird and hot and extra sexual and he kind of targets Sam. Like, he can't help it, but Sam's in the bathtub. He sees blood.
He's drawn to him. Yeah.
And when he walks up, Sam's dog is like, not today.
Nah.
Not gonna happen.
Nah.
So the dog attacks Michael, pushes him down the steps, bites his hand. Michael is all fucked up. And I love that they stand up and Sam's like, what happened?
What did you do to my dog?
And they see the mirror and he's like, Michael, your reflection. And they look at it and Michael's disappearing. And his first instinct is, I'm telling mom, which was such a fucking
on brand
little brother thing to do.
But he says, my own brother, a goddamn shit sucking vampire.
It's not poop they suck, Sam.
Yeah, it's true. But he's young. He doesn't understand
he
the
doesn't
details
understand.
Yet. Cocksucking vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he should have
that's
said.
That's what he should have said. So he goes running upstairs to call his mom. He closes the door. Michael
wait
is,
till mom finds out.
Yeah. Michael is literally stuck to the ceiling. He is unable to figure out physics.
Yeah,
now.
Gravity is fucking him up.
He ends up outside the window and he's holding onto the phone to keep him like from completely floating away.
Yeah.
So you can hear him struggling in the sky.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, and mom's like, what is going on? He's like, he's trying to kill me, mom. He's trying to kill me. And he's like, hang up the fucking phone.
Everything's fine,
Everything
Sam Haim.
Fine, Sam Haim. And mom's like, I'm coming home immediately. Sam does end up opening up his window and letting Michael in, which I thought was really brave of
him. He loves his bro.
He loves his brother. You know what? I hated my sister so much at this time.
Would you have let her in?
I would have cut the phone cord and been like, float, bitch.
Get fucked.
I loved her.
Explain that to mom and dad.
I loved her, but only when other people were being mean to her.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, if someone teased her, I would have went for them. But, like, anytime someone wasn't actively mean to her,
well,
I
you
was.
You had to be. Yes.
Right.
And somebody had to take
someone
that
had
job.
To do it.
You know, God chooses his warriors. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just a God warrior.
You're just a god warrior. Dark-sided!
I was always dark-sided. So, he, you know what he does after that? He calls the fucking frog boys, dude. And they're like, you better get yourself a fucking garlic t-shirt, buddy. or it's your, or it's your funeral. That was such an 80s thing to say. Or it's your funeral.
Should we start saying that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
We should bring that back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, you guys. Like, mom comes home and she's mad because she had to ditch her date or whatever. And, yeah, the next day,
Michael's fucking Star somehow.
Yeah, yeah, he go. Yes, it is so hot. He like runs to her and he's like, "What's wrong with me, Star?" And she's like, "I love you."
She's like, "That's what's wrong with you. You love me and I love you, and we should have sex and I'll cry." Little sister's playing again, girl, and we're soaring through the clouds. And I love you.
The music, the lighting, the lace drapery, everything. Guys, take notes.
Take this notes. I want to fly in the clouds when I come, and I want this song. And if it's not, you don't love me.
You don't love her. So mom drops off wine to apologize to Max for ditching them on the date. His dog, he has a dog, is absolutely fucking crazy.
He's got a beautiful white German Shepherd. Is it a German Shepherd?
It's something like that.
It's like a German Shepherd Husky mix, maybe.
And Sam Haim notices.
Thorn, yes.
Sam Haim notices this is behavior of a guard dog of a vampire.
Right, because he has been studying up on the literatures of the Frog Brothers, and one of the things it says is that vampires like to keep a guard animal
during the daytime.
Yes,
that's what they
while
do
while they sleep.
So Sam keeps reading these books and realizes if you kill the head vampire,
right,
the other people will go back to normal,
and then we can save Michael.
Exactly, we can save Michael this way. So he tells the frogs about it. The frogs are like, "All right, look, we got to get Max over for dinner. We're gonna do all the tests, right?" So Max comes over for dinner. Fucking spoiler alert, none of the tests work. They give him garlic instead of Parmesan.
They spill water on his crotch.
Like, all the stuff. And Max seems to be fine. He's got a reflection. Yeah. Like, everything seems fine about Max. So that plan is kind of spoiled. And they start thinking, okay, well, it's got to be one of the lost folks.
Sure.
One of them has to be the head vampire.
And so, it's clearly David.
Yes.
Because he's the hottest.
Because he's the hottest.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Michael's still trying to be sexual to David. Like, they're still trying to, like, you know, be in the same club.
Yeah.
And this is great because
the I Fuck Star Club, or
right, like, yeah, they all fuck Star. And he takes him to a tree. They like motorcycle to a tree.
He's like, "Oh my god, I love you so much. Let's look at this tree."
Yeah. So like they climb up in the tree and they're like watching like a beach party of boys. And it's so fucking like 80s, 90s, the way they're like just dancing around to like hippie music around this fire on the beach. It's like everywhere I wanted to be.
Oh,
I
did not want to be there.
Sniffed all the
I wanted to be in the tree.
Well, no, I would have rather been in the tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't cool enough.
I was never invited to the tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't want me around forever.
Nah.
We would have never been a lost folk.
No.
We would have been the pushed away, always around folk.
We would have been the first
meal. Yeah.
And we would have been like...
The plucked boys.
The plucked boys!
The plucked folks.
Oh, we would have gotten plucked.
That's us. Yeah. So that's exactly what happens. Dude, David turns and looks at Michael and says, like, "Dude,
let's go.
It's time." His fucking face changes. This is the first time he says, "Initiation's over, Michael. It's time to join the club."
The club!
And his whole face has changed. All of them are full vamp now. They go running over to the beach, and we actually get to see some really great shit.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting fucking mangled.
Beach party massacre!
Yep, eating, tearing, mangling, torn apart. Plucking.
Sucking and plucking.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
And Michael is like changing physically, but he's like not giving in to the whim.
Right. So one of the things David says to him is, "You gotta feed."
Yes.
He says, You'll never grow old. You'll never die, but you must feed.
Yeah. And he says, "No.
No, I can't."
He like gets back on his scooter and he goes home. Star does clarify things with him, like, "Hey, look," like she comes to his house, he's all mean to her and like throws her around or whatever. And she's like, "Look, like you and I are in the same boat. We actually haven't killed anybody yet."
Right. So which is why we're not full vamp.
It's why we're not full vamp, but we're gonna get weaker and weaker until we do it. Okay. So it's not too late for us. Like, we just have to kill the AHV.
Right. And she also explains that David was forcing her to pick Michael as her first kill.
Yes.
That's why he was initiated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next day, the frog boys are like, "Look, we got to kill David. He's the head vampire."
Obviously.
They go to the hideout during the day. This is great. Tell us what happens.
So we're all in there. Everybody's creeping and lurking. And they're looking around for the boys. They're like, they got to be in coffins. Suddenly we see all the boys are hanging from the ceiling asleep.
By their toes.
You think they're wearing toe socks? You can't tell, but I feel like they are.
They got like
a talon on their big toe.
Just one gripper.
One gripper.
One nail gripper.
It is so ugly.
It's so gross.
It almost made me question how fine they were.
It's fine. We don't have to see it for that long.
Would you make them wear shoes to have sex?
Oh, yeah. Boots.
Boots.
100%.
All the time.
They can take everything else off.
Right.
Honestly, just whip it out. I don't even need you to take off your clothes. I don't need nudity for sex.
I would prefer it.
Take your shirt off.
Shirt off for at least.
Zipper down. That's all I need. That's enough. As long as there's not a lot of pubes. Because pubes and zippers gets dangerous.
They get dangerous.
Yeah. And I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Moisture.
Specifically me.
Yeah.
You can't die. So. Right.
Like your wounds heal in like
7 minutes.
You worry
about you.
Yeah.
I'm going to worry about me.
Yeah. So like drop them.
But like you can pull your pants down.
Right.
Leave your boots on.
Leave the boots on. Boots stay on. For
boots on.
The second I would see those toes.
No. This is never going to work.
It's never going to work.
I can't unsee that.
No. But unfortunately, while they're like, while the boys find, while the frog boys and Sam Haim find the lost boys.
Yes.
Michael is grabbing Star and the child.
Yeah. So Michael is not doing well. He's clearly like, he's running out of juice every day. He's getting weaker and weaker. He grabs Laddie and Star. He takes them out to the car.
I just don't know why they have to take that ridiculous child.
Because he belongs to Star and he wants Star and he knows the way to her puss is through the child. I'm gonna ask to remove everything I just said from the record. No, you can leave it in. I'm just making clear that I wasn't thinking while I was speaking.
No, that was clear.
I'm sorry, everybody. Please it's okay. Forgive
no,
my
but you,
sins.
You get what she meant.
What
dude.
I meant was.
You get what she meant. Like, she loves for that chow.
She loves the chow.
Yeah.
And he loves the star.
So he therefore, he has to save a child. But again, I just wish
I'm
they wouldn't have
sorry
brought
I said it like that.
That monstrosity out of there. But anyway,
the point is, they're in the car. Michael's KO'd. They're in a convertible. It's daytime. I feel like that's bad.
Correct.
But whatever, fuck them.
Yes.
So frog boys are up there. They don't know the difference between the vamps because they haven't been indoctrinated yet.
They're like, we got to kill the head vampire, but let's just start with the smallest because it's easiest.
They saw his coat and they were like, clearly he's the leader.
So they're
right?
going
he
for
has
Marco
the most fantastical
here.
Coat.
Yeah, they're going for
and
Marco.
Also, Marco upside down is when we really get to see the discretion between his natural hairs and his ramen noodles.
That is true.
It's a very hard line.
They stake him. Obviously, this is going to wake up the others.
I mean, not obviously. They are childs.
Yeah.
They're dumb childs who work at a comic book store.
Brown soup comes pouring out of him.
It's gravy.
Yeah.
But we see when they get outside, it's glitter.
It is. It's glitter.
It's glitter gravy.
But it just is definitely like some turkey dinner coming out of him in the cave.
You know what it looks like? It's like the last day of your period.
Yes. That is exactly what it looks like.
Everybody get it? Everybody got a visual?
All the girls knew exactly what we were talking about. And some unfortunate men as well.
So all the glitter.
Yeah.
Right?
All glitter is gold.
And all the brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So they panic and freak out.
David's like, you're dead meat, you piece of shit. And he like grabs onto Sam Haim's ankle. They have a tug of war. His hand gets burnt, David, that is.
Yes.
And he sucks in and kind of retreats. But like, we know the second that the sun goes down, dude, it's on like DK.
Right. So frog boys tell us we got 2 hours.
So they start prepping.
Right.
They make a garlic holy water bath.
We're booby trapping the whole house.
Yes. Booby traps all over the place. As soon as the sun goes down,
Whoa!
I've been farting like that this whole time.
No, but there was some bass on that one. No,
that one had some stank to it. And I did, you know what? I did shit when I went to the bathroom.
I also did shit.
I'm not sure if the word, like, cuspackling is a thing.
Cuspackling?
Like, it was like a cusplackle.
Is that the sound it made when it came out or what it did to the toilet?
All of the above. So there was a lot of air between everything else.
I hate that when, like, there's air stuck in the tube.
Right. And so it was just... So you know exactly
I
did in there.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate.
It was a cuspackling. Yeah. Rip.
It was very bad.
Ripped to your toilet and your panties.
I know. I'm definitely burning these as soon as I'm taking a shower and putting these straight in the trash.
Congrats.
Thank you. So, and I don't have a lot of underwear left because believe it or not, you guys, I have to throw away underwear pretty often.
considering all.
she liked it.
She loved it.
She loved it.
So, yeah. So the boys are here.
Yeah.
The boys are at the house.
Yes.
Dwayne. Party time. Excellent.
Bust through the fireplace.
Why?
I love that.
Just come in, babe.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, why did he have to be so dramatic?
Also,
I don't know.
There's some back and forth about vampires have to be invited in. Nobody invited these cunts in.
No, but. No, they didn't. And I don't really understand that one fully.
I guess if you just barrel through the fireplace, then that rule is void. I don't know.
I guess you don't need an invitation to a fireplace.
Oh.
You might need
chimney
one.
Chimney sweep rules.
At a window or a door.
Ah.
But the fireplace is just like.
Fair game.
Fair game.
Squatter's rights, bro.
Which is such a shitty thing, dude. But that's for another day.
Blocking off all your fireplaces.
Yes. I don't have any anymore. They are blocked off.
You have one downstairs.
Luckily, it's blocked off, babe, with bricks.
Well, yeah, but it's still there. This one was blocked off with bricks. He came right the fuck through.
I wouldn't mind Dwayne busting through my
fireplace. You are Dwayne, first of all. So that's weird.
Well, I fuck myself all the time. So it's really
when
not
I think
that
about
weird.
You, I fuck myself.
Oh. That's basically how I feel about Dwayne is hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you rate them for me? Like, what would be your order?
Who I would fuck?
Yeah, first. Like, we're doing all of them. So it's not really an either or, but
sure,
more
sure.
Of an,
we get
of
to have
order of the train.
Okay. Fully, truly, Michael.
Yeah.
One.
Mm-hmm.
David. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Paul. And Marco. I just can't take you seriously.
I can't. No, that's exactly my same order.
Is that the same?
However, I almost would do David first just to get it out of the way because I have a feeling that won't be a little scary.
No, so see, I want to fuck Michael first to make David jealous so he fucks me harder.
That makes total sense.
China, any thoughts?
Damn.
That's fucking.
Okay, yeah. But what's your order?
Oh, my order is all at once devour me.
Ooh.
She's, if for those of you who can't hear, it's all of them at the same time. China's
devour
gonna
her.
Get ripped apart.
Yeah.
Ripped to shreds.
She's
like
not
a rotisserie
going to walk
chicken.
For 6 years.
Pick a hole. I don't care who's in it. Let's do this.
You heard
Hell
the lady.
Yes, brother.
You heard the lady. So, frogs are in the bathroom time. They're also spackling.
No, they're making garlic soup.
It's already there. So
they're making garlic. Gazpacho.
Paul comes in.
Yeah.
He comes in like one of the windows to the bedroom somehow.
Yeah.
And they're in the bathroom.
To the window! To the wall! Let the Paul drip down my balls.
All that garlic falls.
Oh, skeet, 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 skeet. They've got water guns. They got water guns
they
full
like
of garlic
splash
water.
Splash him with it. His face gets burned. The dog comes. Thank God for
Nanook.
She comes and like pushes Paul into the bathtub.
Fries him dead.
This does a pretty incredible thing. So for some reason, the bathtub starts to drain.
Paul's
blood gets into the pipes. Blood starts spraying out of every fucking sink, toilet, everything in the house, even the kitchen.
But it's also last day period blood clutter situation.
It's brown.
Brown town.
And it's upset.
Saturday.
And it's gross. A.K.A.
Brown town.
For those of you who are Tim and Eric fans,
that's a throwback.
That's a fucking
Fuck,
throwback.
I haven't said
dude.
Those words in a sentence
Brown
in
Town.
Years. Saturday, a.k.a. Okay.
Brown Town. Wow. That's like a tick now. I'm going to be saying that for the next like 6 weeks.
90% of our brains are a tick. Do you know how hard it is for me to be a human at work?
I don't know how have we been doing this for 300
we
episodes?
We all got adult jobs where we're not together.
Can you guys believe how professional I am in the day? And then I come back here and we're like, Saturday, a.k.a.
Brown Town. I literally told my coworkers today about looking up snorting dog pills. And then I was like, I should not talk.
Right.
I should shut up.
I definitely can't say anything like that at work.
I shouldn't.
I think about it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I just like I have.
Like people are talking about work and was like, I looked up a snorting gabapentin for dogs.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm sorry.
But I didn't do it. No, I'm thinking all this. I'm just thinking about all of this. Yeah, I'm just thinking about it.
My eyes just darting back and forth. Today, my IT guys were like, hey, can we use your computer to test something? And I was like,
Also, dude, sometimes in meetings, do you ever get called out when you start thinking about shit? Like, and then suddenly someone's like, Andy, are you okay? And you're like, oh, no, I'm good.
I'm just thinking about
was
dog
my face
drugs?
Doing something weird?
Definitely. 100% it was.
Always.
Woof.
Always. It's very embarrassing, though, because I am always thinking about something weird. And someone
dog
will
drugs.
Be like, Andy, are you?
No.
Anyway.
I don't even have a dog.
No, my dog did all of his drugs.
No, he
okay?
is.
I care about him so much.
Guys, he is wasted. He's been railing lines.
He's
all
been railing
night.
Them all for a week straight.
Directed.
As directed,
as
exactly.
Directed
thank you, China.
By a physician.
And
right.
I know this is going to probably spoil some
Well, actually, no, this isn't going to be news to anybody. I don't even fucking drink anymore.
I know.
I am so fucking lame.
You're not lame.
I don't smoke weed. I don't do drugs. I don't even drink.
Okay, so I can't say any of those things. But what I was going to say is not drinking doesn't make you lame.
I'm just...
You're the most fun person I know. I have so much fun with you every fucking week. Get serious. You don't need drugs to be a good time.
I know, but I miss that person.
I don't. Okay. I have had that person. I love that person. I have so much fun with that person, but I have just as much fun with this person. That's I don't good. Need her to have fun. The only thing I like about her is she will break laws with me.
That is true. I won't do that as much anymore.
Yeah, this sober, you are all the things I love about that girl, except for you won't break laws with me.
Yeah.
So it's just when I want to go ride the razor edge that I need you to drink.
Okay. And I do sometimes.
Yeah. And
when it matters.
What's really fun is since I have no influence over that, when you randomly are like, tonight we get fucking wasted. I'm like, I got you guys. Tonight we're going to jail. Tonight might be the night we die.
I know.
And I'm fucking ready. It's just
way far and a few more between now.
Yeah, but it's exciting because it's super random.
That's good.
And it's not tied to anything.
That's true.
It's super, super, super sporadic. And you will randomly be like, tonight we drink. And I'm like, yes, tonight we drink. Tonight we drink. Whatever tonight you say.
We ride.
Tonight we ride. Whatever you say in those moments,
that's
I am
powerful.
Fucking, you are extremely powerful. You're both extremely powerful
that's
in my
hilarious.
Life. Y'all could say anything to me. I need this. I want this. We're doing this. Done. It's
yeah,
what we're
you're
doing.
A ride or die homie.
Yeah,
that's
you are
sure.
the only friends that truly could change my whole week.
That's hilarious.
Just by being like, this is what I need. If you came to me and you were like, my shit is fucked up. My life is bad. I need to get blackout drunk on a Monday and we can't go to work tomorrow. I'd be like, okay, who's calling whose job? Like,
yeah,
I will call as your mother.
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah, I will literally call your mother, be like, you have a virus on your phone. Can I borrow it so that I could use her phone to call in to work
and
for
everybody,
you?
And everybody, that is the best friend.
That's what you're looking for.
That's what you're looking for.
I don't need you to be drunk when I get drunk. I can get drunk any day.
Okay.
I need you to get drunk when you want to get drunk because that's when it's fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I struggle. You
know I
know. What I mean?
I know. I know. I know you feel like because you have put that behind you that like maybe
I feel like I'm no fun anymore.
I disagree immensely. I don't need you to drink to have fun. I have so much fun
and
with
you.
You
don't even need me to do dog drugs either.
I mean, I am fucking shit hammered, but
you guys,
just
I promise my dog got all of his medicine.
It's listen, all a joke. It's a comedy podcast.
I know this, but you know what? Remember the time I said about chicken fingers and Artemis and someone really almost was like,
no,
what do you
true.
Do with your dog? Like, because I used to say chicken finger and I would pinch her.
You would chicken finger her. You would say, I'm going to chicken finger her. And people would be like...
And I would...
Oh, that's so different.
I would pinch the back of her ankle.
No,
right?
We all knew what it meant.
And one
her
time,
Achilles tendon.
Her Achilles tendon. I would pinch that.
Yeah.
And she would get really excited.
She loved
so
it.
So then it just got narrowed down to yelling the word chicken finger. And I could pinch it. And she would get really excited. I casually mentioned chicken fingering on an episode. A lot of people were very upset.
A lot of concern.
A lot of concern. So I just need to make it clear.
Nobody loves, cares for, and protects animals more than the people in this
And gives
room.
Them their drugs as directed.
As directed. Guys, it's a joke. It's just a joke.
I'm so scared now.
Don't be
so
scared.
So anyway, David, he's not here yet. Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Dwayne had burst through the fireplace.
Right, right.
And...
like a good Santa Claus.
Yes, yes.
Dwayne Claus is there.
Yep. Okay. So Sam is like lifted up into the air. And he has a squirt gun of holy water.
Mm-hmm.
And holy sprays him in water. The face. Yeah. So whenever he gets dropped, he grabs a fucking arrow. This is really surprising to me. He has like the shittiest, wobbliest bow and arrow I've ever seen.
It's not great.
It's handmade. This is not something they got at a store. He somehow, with like two shots... ends up pinning him to a fucking stereo. So this dude is not only staked, but staked into a stereo system, which electrocutes him, and his hair looks 10 times better
it's
this
very
way.
Very sexual, yeah. Everything
there's
about
explosions
it is
everywhere behind him.
And at first, it seems like he's getting shot into a TV, but as you remember from the scene that we didn't mention, there is no TV in this home.
There
it's
is
just
none.
A stereo. So it's a lot of stereo, and it is a death by stereo.
It is a death by
and
stereo.
And he calls it such.
He's very excited about that. So we really only have David left.
Except for Laddie.
Yeah.
Laddie bursts out of the couch, and this is why you were right. Don't bring that little shit here.
Bring that stupid baby. Yeah, Star is like, Tony's just a baby. Like, don't kill him. I'm like, Star, let him go. You know what I mean? Just let the baby go.
He's made it 6 years. Let him die.
Like, he's just going to be a burden to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we're all exhausted by him.
Laddie, who needs
he's been in this for 4 seconds and we're exhausted.
Yeah, get rid of him.
And he's like, a child.
Just screaming baby sounds and like clawing at everybody. It's just like,
I mean, Milky.
And I'm like, oh my God, go lay down, take a nap. So David is like just downstairs fucking with Michael. Like he came in a window or something and he's just down there fucking with him. And they're having this very sexual back and forth in the air. Like they're both like elevated.
Yeah, they're fighting in the air because they're the sexiest, coolest vampires on the block.
And they're just saying sexy things. And they're just like pushing each other back and forth across the living room.
No, I have a big dick. No, you have a big dick. No, your chest is strong.
He's just like, you know you want me, Michael. You know you want me forever.
Yeah, and then, like, I do.
Michael takes him and throws him against the opposite side of the living room. And he's like, no, I want Star. I don't really want you anymore like that. But even though I did for a minute, but I don't now. And then he throws him
to the
other. I
think about you when I jerk off, but I can't help it.
You're making it like 30 times more sexual. It might not be that sexual, but it is
when
sexual.
We watch it.
It is. And Michael ends up pushing him into like deer antlers.
Yeah,
of sorts.
So Grandpa has so much taxidermy. There's these big, huge, they're bigger than deer. I don't even know what they are.
They look like
elk?
Antelope.
Antelope. China, research. God, we're lost without you. You know how much bullshit we tell these people when you're not here? We just make shit up.
They're the lost folks.
We look over here at this stack of toilet paper. We're like, toilet paper? What do he got? It was toilet paper. He pushes him into toilet paper. He's impaled twice through his chesticles.
Yes.
And he's sad.
And unfortunately, Michael isn't back to normal.
Yeah, so Michael recedes into the darkness. Star is there to comfort him. And everybody's like, it's fine now. David's dead. Like, we killed the leader. Like, everything's fine. The boys are stoked. Frog boys are cheering, proud of themselves, deciding on the bill. Fucking Sam Haim is like, yeah, Michael, you should be normal now, Michael. Michael, Michael, look at you, Michael. Stop. I don't want you to see me like this. Then Mom and Max roll in.
And they're like, what did you do to the house?
Oh my gosh, it's such a goodness gracious mess in here. What the heck?
And Max walks straight to David's impaled toilet paper body.
Turns his head to him and says, my beautiful baby boy.
My beautiful baby. And he says, this was all my fault.
This is
and they're all like,
fault.
What? Kay. And he's like, my boys is bad.
I got bad boys.
I got bad boys.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I didn't come for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So sad. Max basically says, look, Lucy, it was always you. And we're like, Lucy's here.
Feeble mom. Where'd you come from? Meet the feebles. She just got here. And also, how could it always be Lucy? You met her 4 days ago.
I know. He's like, I figured if I turned your sons with my bad
boys. Both of your sons. Both I would of turn them into vampires. And then your vampire babies would hang out with my vampire babies. And then you would be their vampire mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so surprised that didn't work out. It was like such a good plan that I made yesterday.
And then he like turns around and his face is all fucking gross.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as hot.
Listen, Max, you brought very little to the table to begin with.
Yeah.
Other than owning that cool store.
It's true.
And now you have all this and we don't love it.
And he starts like throwing all the kids around. The frog boys are all just getting whipped all over the place. And he grabs Mom and he's about to fucking bite her when burp, burp. Fucking Grandpa forgot he was here too.
Yeah,
comes plowing through the house, and then like of course his horn's like kind of special. It makes like a special sound.
Of course,
and he blasts through the front of his house and also impales.
A lot of impaling Max. In this last scene.
He had logs that he was like spiked logs he was stacking on his fucking.
Well, just specifically for vampire murders,
right? And he impales Max and fucking kills him. Guess what? Everybody is fucking back to normal, and by that I guess I just mean Star and Michael. And, you know, that shitty kid, too.
Fucking Laddie.
And Grandpa, they're all like, oh, my God. They're all coughing. Like, there's, like, ash everywhere for no reason. And Grandpa
it's all the exploding vampires.
He walks straight to the fridge. He grabs himself a root beer and says, one thing in Santa Clara I could never stomach. All the damn vampires.
Cry, little sister. Thou shalt not fall. Come to your brother. God damn it. It's so fucking good.
It's so fucking good. This episode went over by like, I don't know, a half hour.
30 fucking minutes. But now we have important commentary from the peanut section.
The peanut gallery.
Section.
Oh, hi, I'm China. I'm a real person. Remember me? Remember me, Eddie? No, just kidding. Ladies.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say how fucking proud I am of both of you for carrying this torch and keeping it rocking and rolling. Also, my personal feels are with the two of you, there is a streamline. You have a natural back and forth without me bringing it down with my facts.
Oh, stop.
Sorry, stop. Humble brag. No big deal. But I'm just like really fucking proud of both of you. And it makes me so happy that this still goes on. And just for all of you listeners, I didn't go anywhere. I'm still here. I'm just like not here. Okay.
She's here in spirit every time.
We hang out. It's all good. Nothing weird happened. But also, while I have a mic, I need you all to DM me immediately if you were just as turned on by Saltburn as the rest of us normal people were, and that you understand that the only thing that was wrong with that movie was punching a drain.
Okay? Also, fucking a grave. I feel like...
Well, I mean, okay, look.
Dirt never hurt.
It's not normal, but I also get it was totally hot. And for those who have asked in the past that I think I have addressed, but just to bring you all up to speed, yes, when I listen, I am also screaming at the top of my lungs the things that I would interject and say. It's true. I'm still a third person, just in my own personal time. And then we talk about it later, then we laugh. But these ladies are killing it, and I fucking love you both so much, and it just makes me so happy, and I can't believe, after all this time,
we're
here.
Yeah.
And you're rocking and rolling it. So you'll hear about me later in my dirt bike emergency room crashes.
Don't.
Only because I'm recently considering getting a dirt bike to do terrible things with. But anyway, it's been wonderful sitting in. It was really hard to not scream every 5 seconds and say shit. And Andy's face is doing all the things because you think it is.
I just spent so much money on a free fucking scooter. Now she's like, no more scooters, dirt bikes.
I did not say no more scooters.
I'll take her scooter.
You'll take
her.
You won't scooter.
She'll David in the front.
Look. I'm just adding it to my repertoire. I need danger in my life. That is all.
I understand.
And happy 300 to all the listeners. Thank you for being there. Please keep coming back. And also, like, tell everyone you've ever met that it exists. Okay, thank you. Bye.
We love China. China hasn't gone anywhere, you guys.
China hasn't gone anywhere. And while we miss her being here every week, we're just grateful that we get to keep doing this. So we said, when China left, we said, if you keep coming back, we'll keep coming back.
Yep.
Y'all did, so we did.
Yep. And we'll keep coming back until episode 666.
Well, we have 10 more years.
We just, so you guys promised. Just hang in there with us, all right?
Yeah. And I guess you just gotta...
Stay tuned.
Stay nasty.